Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There is no Muslim ban. If there was, sorry, why don't we
Okay.
This is the point. This is a talk about the hysteria. I'm talking about 85% of the world's Muslims are allowed into the country.
This is what you do, Pish. You say he hasn't done this, he hasn't done that, he's not gonna do all these things. Give him a fucking chance, mate. And you know what I mean?
Why not?
Hitler didn't kill the Jews on the first day. He worked up to it.
Mate.
You just like that you won The Apprentice and you have a famous friend, mate. That's all you
like. Mate. Man, you're my hero, Jim. But that day, you were my hero. Jim Jeffries. Jim Jeffries.
That was the first time I've ever heard that back. That was very exciting.
You haven't heard it back yet? I'm glad we're the first one to play it for you because we played that a bunch. In fact, it's in our system now. We play it a lot. you are our hero. We obviously agree with you 100% on that. And have you run into Pierce since then?
Well, yeah, he always trash talks me on Twitter a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I haven't actually run into him. But I'll invite him on the show, on my new show.
I hope so.
I was sure.
Yeah. Do you think?
I think me and him on screen together is good television. We hate each other so much. How can it not be? You know, it's always awkward when I see him. Because, you know, we're always in like dressing rooms next door to each other, and it's always that weird little sort of moment where we pass each other in the hallway. We just know we hate each other.
We haven't mentioned the reason we're talking to you is the Jim Jeffries Show debuts tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern on Comedy Central.
Yeah, explain the show. Is it gonna be it's a sit down talk with Jim stuff? What
it's
are you doing?
Well, it's gonna be a news based show, not that similar to what John Oliver or Samantha Bee's doing, but the big difference is that'll be me doing it.
Yeah,
you know? That'll be a big difference, and. We're going for more of an opinion piece, and we're going for laughs more than a lecture. You know, we're trying to make it as funny as possible. But also, we're going for a more international news feel. All of our field pieces are going to be overseas, and a lot of people accuse me of hating America because I say jokes about America, and that couldn't be further from the truth. All these field pieces are going to be about other countries, and I'm just going to show that the whole world's doing it wrong. So it's not that I hate America; it's just that I hate the world.
I never thought you hated America. I always thought you turned a mirror on America a lot, the way you talk about things, and that's why I've always loved it.
Yeah,
you know,
and pointed out that. Hey,
thank you. I appreciate that. That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. No, I'm sure as you do. You put a mirror on us, and you think it. And we've met you before, and we know you're a very funny dude, and that's all you are is a funny guy who thinks. Now, when Pierce tries to engage you, I don't know why they even tries because you can do all f off. When nobody says that better than you. Nobody says that.
Exactly. It's like a lot of people said, you didn't have much of an argument. And I go, no, but I presented it well.
By the way, you were totally right because yesterday, not to get into this, Trump called it a travel ban. It is a ban. You know, we know it's a ban.
Oh, of course it's a ban. Well, okay, even if it's not a ban, it's like people who are really into guns, they always say, the Democrats are trying to ban my guns. They're not trying to ban your guns. They're trying to control your guns. It's what gun control. It's not a gun ban. And so he's saying that these certain Muslim countries they couldn't come into the country even with green cards or whatever when that happened. And, you know, maybe it wasn't every Muslim country, so let's not call it a Muslim ban, but it was definitely Muslim control.
What about...
There's no two ways about that. And it's coming back as well. The ban's going to expand and what have you. Now, every time there's a terrorist attack in like London or Manchester or something like that, it sort of fuels the whole thing. And I feel like the people who do these terrorist attacks are just such morons. Yeah. Like, what do they think is going to happen? That they're going to kill 7 people in the street, and then we're all going to go, all right, we're all Muslim now. You know what I mean? So, you won us over because we were, you know, like, of course not. It's just going to make situation worse for their communities and situation worse for our community. And it's going to make the whole world hate each other a lot more, and tolerance will go down. And, you know, it's not good for anyone.
No, it's not. The seven people, horrible story, but there's seven people that die in the streets in every city in this country. I mean, every damn day, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, like that. One of the weird stats was the shooting that happened in Paris. I think it was like 126 people or something. And, right. And that was horrific what they did there in that theater. And still there was more people shot and killed in America that day.
Exactly.
And normally it averages out at about 80-something people a day in America, but it's, you know, like just the idea that France's worst day was still better than one of your best days.
You're doing that mirror thing again. That's because you hate America, Jim Jeffries. You know you do. By the way,
it's not because I hate America.
I'm joking. I love. Come on, we're on your side here, Jim. I want to ask you this: are you worried about your green card being yanked by Trump?
What green card? I'm already a citizen.
Yeah, are you?
I try not to mention that too much. You know what I mean? Of course.
Well, explain that process, Jim.
He's proven himself to be a fairly vindictive little man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, he has.
What kind of hoops did you have to jump through to become an American citizen? What's the process?
Well, see, this is the whole thing. It took me about a year, maybe 14 months from the time that I applied for it, the time I actually got it. And the whole time that was happening, I didn't know whether I would get it. And I had to be sponsored by TV networks. I had to pay a load of taxes. It also cost about sort of 10 grand for the card. And then there was other application things, like to get it expedited. That was to get it done quicker. It was another grand here, another grand there, and all that type of stuff. And I had to pass background checks. I had to be fingerprinted. There was a whole lot of things. And I had to do one-third as much as a refugee. So this whole idea that... So I felt like the government knows everything about me and where I am at all the time and all that type of stuff. And this whole idea that people go, these refugees, they come over here and we know nothing about them. And that's complete rubbish. Take it from an immigrant who did one-third of what these people have to do and wait one-third as long, you know. So, no. You know, there's lots of hoops to jump through. And rightly so. I'm not complaining about it. You know, you want to have someone move into your country full-time, you better know what they're up to a little bit.
I think people think it's a relatively easy process, and it's not.
No, not at all. Obviously, you just proved
it. Not easy at all. And also, may I add, not easy to get into Australia, not easy to get into Britain. This is a practice that's done all over the world, but emigrating to a country is not a simple thing. I'm sure there's some countries that are easier than others, but you know, America is a tricky one, yeah?
Jim Jeffries Show, Comedy Central, is that tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
We film tomorrow day. And so a lot of people are like, what's the show about? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it depends how the news ends today.
Oh, you'll do it that day. You know? You'll tape that day.
Yeah. We'll be taping at 1 in the afternoon. We've got to get the edit in by 3 so it makes, so they can do promos and stuff for the West Coast, yeah?
What about language? It's Comedy Central. What can you say? What can't you say? I mean, is the F-bomb, well, is the F-bomb it's, allowed?
Luckily, it's a pre-record, so I can say whatever I want.
There you go.
Don't believe me. It's not like poor old Bill Maher.
I know.
He says the first thing that comes into his head.
I know. But you know what, though? We all know Bill. You know Bill, Bobby, you know him really well, I'm sure. But it's like he messed up, said the first thing in his head, and now he's got to apologize, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he said something. Yeah, he just said a stupid joke. Yeah. That's the thing with comedy. It's like if the joke really landed, like it wouldn't have been a problem. But you know, you just it's the whole problem again with like what Kathy Griffin did.
Right.
Know? It's people like, do you think that she should have done it? And I'm like, no, I don't think she should have done it because it wasn't funny.
Yeah. That's all I care about. I want things to be funny. Speaking of that, you have time to go on the road still? Or are you just busy with this now?
I'm sort of going out like 2 weekends a month.
Got it. Okay,
you
cool.
You know, I'm like, I'm off to, you know, Orlando and Tampa in a couple of weeks. I'm doing Vegas. And, you know, I apart from that, like, I'm trying to do as many gigs that are close to California as possible. So I'm not going to do much East Coast stuff while I'm filming the show.
Okay.
But, I don't want to be in and out of time zones and doing a 50-hour week on the show, you know. But
okay.
I enjoy being on the road. And if I if I don't do it for a while, I forget how to flex that muscle. I get really rusty very quickly, like very quickly.
I hope you keep your stand up going, because we just love your stand up.
Now the field pieces that you're going to do, are you the one conducting the interviews?
I've recorded already half of those already. Mm-hmm. You know, so I have done some field. On the first episode, we're doing a field piece about Black Pete, which is a tradition in Holland where everyone does blackface at Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That one back in December.
What was that like? We'll see.
That's a real thing, man. Just Google Black Pete. once you Google Black Pete, I don't know, it's too hard to explain.
Do they even see that it's not probably cool? Do they even think that?
I interviewed a man in blackface who told me that Donald Trump was too racist, and I'm like, well, I think that as well, but
yeah.
You're in blackface.
But they see nothing wrong with that.
He said it like real indignantly. Like, he's like, no. Oh, there's a lot of problems in America. You're too racist over there. Like, they see this as a fun sort of thing that for the kids, you know. And it's very weird that the people go to protest it and the police arrest them over there. So for all their freedom of religion and freedom of drugs and prostitution,
you don't mess with Black Pete
and stuff. They've got this guilty little secret, you know. So that, as I said, I was trying to show that the whole world has things that are a bit effed up.
I can't wait to watch it. The Jim Jefferies Show tomorrow night, Comedy Central. Thanks a lot, Jim, for calling. We'll talk soon. All right, bro.
Thanks, Liz. I appreciate you having me on your show.
No problem, man. Thanks a lot. Love that dude, man.
Can't believe that's the first time he's heard that clip. If I were him, I'd go back and watch it every night.
Yeah, I'm going to play it again. I love this clip.
There is no Muslim ban. If there was, sorry, why don't we... This is the point. This is a talk about the hysteria. I'm talking about 85% of the world's Muslims.
This is what you do, Pierce. You say, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done that, he's not going to do all these things. Give him a f***ing chance, mate. And you know what I mean?
And why not?
Hitler didn't kill the Jews on the first day. He worked up to it.
Mate.
You just like that you won The Apprentice and you have a famous friend, mate. That's all you
Mate. I love to say mate. We can't do it. We can't say mate, man. We tried that.
Yeah, we could.
Didn't work.
Mate.
Just doesn't come off very well.
Mate. That's one of the best clips in Bill Maher forever. I mean, I just love that clip.
Yeah, it wasn't until that episode that I actually realized I really hate Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of ambivalent about him,
yeah.
And then I watched
that episode.
You know, Jim's got a point. This guy's kind of a dude.
Yeah, I guess I never heard Piers Morgan make a lot of opinions before.
Well, he's doing that now, obviously. I just Googled him, and there's a bunch of stuff.
But I didn't watch his show on CNN, so.
And neither did anybody else.
Yeah, that's why he was fun. They hammer him on the show. Remember, Jim Jefferies gets his show was canceled, and he hammers Piers Morgan's. His show was canceled, right?
By the way, we
hate each other.
The quote, "I cried because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet."
Right.
It was not one of the apostles.
No, it wasn't.
It was Helen Keller.
Oh, that was it Helen Keller?
Yeah. How Helen Keller knew the guy had no feet, I
she reached down and felt his stubs.
Must have.
Yeah. That's a famous scene, The Miracle Worker. If you watch it. She feels the water coming out of the thing, and then she reaches down. You don't know what that is. That's a funny joke. Thank you, Craig. If you don't know. I knew that. Jim Jefferies. Stand-up's great, too, by the way. Good chance to see a stand-up.
You got a couple of Netflix specials.
Yeah, he does. There. Yeah. And like I said, I think he just turns a mirror on people to show you we're all idiots.
Tyler with the theatrical humor.
Damn right.
Another Michelle Bachmann birthday was on this date in 1968.
68?
Yes. We lost Senator Robert F. Kennedy.
Happy birthday! Oh, jeez. Sorry, that was an assassination. I'm sorry.
Yes, it was.
I feel worse on that one for some reason.
He was hitting the button and processing at the same time.
I was. I'm thinking, oh, no.
I went, oh, wait.
I mean, I understand people die in horrible ways, but when it's assassinations, it's pretty...
Sirhan arrested for the attack.
Yeah. I think Axis also did a special on Marilyn Monroe, and apparently she liked Robert Kennedy.
Well, she's banging him, too.
Right, more than John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
And just like now. Everybody wants to bang our attorney general.
Pence.
Yeah.
Not Pence, excuse me. Oh, Sessions.
Sessions.
Oh, yeah.
What Hollywood star?
That little dwarf.
Doesn't want to bang.
How about all of them? Or all of them?
Jeff Sessions. Right.
Today is National Veggie Burger Day.
I ain't bitching about a veggie
burger. I've never had one.
Haven't you?
No.
They're pretty good.
I've had a couple that are pretty decent.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Usually,
turkey burgers are better. If you have a choice,
But that's not a veggie burger.
No, it's not.
And I can see that.
Oh, that's true, because turkey's still meat.
Meat.
But for me, it's not.
Does a black bean burger count?
Black bean burger.
They're good.
I would say that counts, yeah.
I've had those. Those are pretty
good. I haven't had one. I'm going to...
Get
a bite.
Well, the thing about veggie burgers are great is that you still put all the other burger stuff on there. I still put cheese, onions, ketchup, mustard, bun, the whole bit.
You get veggie dogs, too.
The veggie dogs are pretty good.
Yeah. Are they?
Well, our buddy DJ Chicago Dog, his are really good. But also, I still put all the groceries on it, too.
Yeah.
Because it's a Chicago dog.
Yeah. You know, my daughter's a vegetarian.
I do know that.
When she comes over for dinner, I'll always buy her, like, veggie burgers. And the last one was, I kept a couple for myself. It was like pizza flavored. It was pretty good.
Okay.
That's confusing.
You don't need to be pizza flavored.
Am I eating pizza or am I eating a burger?
No, I like to. I mean, I'm sure they're good, Todd, but I like regular veggie burger. I want them to taste like burgers.
It's like basil and marinara.
In the morning.
That's odd.
It tastes good, though.
I'm sure it did. I'm just saying
I don't think it needs to be flavored.
It's confusing to the brain to be eating a pizza flavor in a bun. It's like, am I eating a burger or am I eating a pizza?
I don't know.
You're eating a veggie burger that tastes like a pizza.
I met a guy that didn't have a pizza burger once.
Yeah. You can have veggie pizza.
I eat veggie pizza. We're just getting hungry again. Yeah. Move on.
It'd be like a pizza that doesn't have any meat on it.
Yeah. No, but the veggie, I don't know what Push is trying to say here, because the veggie burger to me is a burger, it just replaces the burger.
Like a burger.
So I want it to taste like a burger. Yeah. Right. It's just not red meat.
Like I'm feeling like a burger.
But I'm sure a pizza burger is pretty good,
though. Taste like pizza.
Oh. But so, yeah.
What?
I'm just going to have a pizza. Right?
You want some grease coming out of that.
Yes.
Just burger flavor.
Yeah, burger flavor. They do taste like burger.
Well, you ain't going to get that without the grease.
Yeah.
That's the flavor.
Should we talk you into that, Craig?
I am as committed as I was before I brought it up to have a bite of a veggie burger.
Come on, Bob.
That means not committed at all.
Fix you one right after the show.
I'm busy. Well, too busy for a veggie burger.
Too busy.
Wow. You're a busy man. If you're too busy for a veggie burger.
We have the gas to drive over. They didn't want that. You hand him one here, he might
bite
it.
It's on the way home.
But then Todd's got to cook it, tell you about his leg.
Yeah, and I saw you off the premises on Friday.
That's right.
And off the premises on Saturday.
You don't want to see each other after the show. That's way too much.
We can't see each other on a Monday, a random Monday.
Certainly not after hanging out on the weekend.
No.
We walk past each other like Pierce Morgan and Jim Jeffries. I hate that guy. Hate that guy, too. Different dressing rooms all down the hallway we got.
And if National Veggie Burger Day is not good enough for you.
Apparently it's not.
Then you might want to join me for National Moonshine Day.
Don't mind some moonshine.
So if you just have a choice between veggie burger and moonshine.
Got dropped off some Southern Comfort here from the Southern Comfort people, by the way.
I'm going for
moonshine. I'm half a bottle in right now.
Good.
Yeah.
Now they can make.
But I got no feet, so I'm not drunk.
Have you ever tasted the nasty, nasty moonshine?
Yeah, I mean, the hardcore, yeah. I did when I was in North Carolina years ago. Friend of my dad, long story, we know a guy that actually brewed it down there. He was an old school guy. And that's pure kerosene. Screw that. You want the stuff you can buy, actually. They sell in liquor stores. You don't die either, by the way, but you still get messed up.
Well, still, but.
It's still the same flavor.
Even at the store, what they do is they just water it down to a particular...
Yeah. So it doesn't kill you,
It's
right?
diluted.
Yeah. It's
diluted. Oh, it's still moonshine. You're right. It's still moonshine.
Yeah, they just... But that's what everything is, just watered down.
I mean, it's real
but you're not
moonshine,
going blind.
Like grain alcohol?
It's pretty hardcore.
Like that potent?
Well, it doesn't have to be, because they can make it, once again, at whatever proof you'd like it.
Right.
Yeah.
I know it always has to... I know you have to drink it out of a jar.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be drunk out of a mason jar.
Yeah.
Preferably.
Yeah.
And then the guys that are good at it, they flavor it properly.
Okay, let's drink some moonshine and eat a veggie burger this afternoon.
I can find some moonshine.
Okay. And we can find veggie
Todd's
burgers.
Todd's got veggie burgers. Party on.
Parties at Todd's, but not so early in the week.
And it's also Monday. No, we'll do it later this week.
Yeah. Maybe Wednesday or Thursday we'll have a veggie burger moonshine party at Todd's.
All right, let's
at
plan.
Noon.
Let's plan on Thursday.
Oh, I got something I got to do. But I'll let you know.
I got anything else.
We could watch the Preds and the Pens and drink moonshine.
Yeah, but if it's at noon, make at sure noon? It's the replay from the day before, the night before, because we won't have watched it.
Okay.
And we won't talk, just don't talk about that morning.
Yeah.
And we can take bets on who will win.
Yeah.
And one of us will cheat.
So we don't watch the game tonight. We save it for the replay because I'm sure the NHL network.
I'd like to say it's a plan, but it probably isn't.
No.
It's your plan. Just, yeah, we'll be over, Todd.
Well, it's a plan. It's not necessarily a good one or ours.
It's Todd's plan, so we're not going to go.
All right, I'm getting word now out of Ogallala, Nebraska.
Yeah, what'd you hear?
Which is, you know, where a lot of people work the fields.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's actually about 5,000-6,000 people in Ogallala, and not all of them work the fields.
Yeah.
But apparently they have Halloween parties at bars in Ogallala,
no
Nebraska.
No way, we're too good for that.
Just for children.
We're too upstanding adults. It's just too
somebody,
for children.
Somebody, please alert
Ben's
Ben
ass
Sass.
Is an ass.
Yeah, that even small-town Nebraska loves to dress
we
up.
We frown on that. We are.
I frown on that, but that's a personal thing.
It's not different. But you still dress every day.
Absolutely. Right. I frown upon myself.
I frown on it just because I'm so goddamn sick of it. Because I've been doing it for the past 20 years.
But you're
that's
right.
That's the only reason.
Yes. I'm with you on that. But that's not the reason.
Right.
People do dress up.
If everybody else wants to dress up, fine.
No, we're adult.
Have fun.
We're adult Sunday churchgoers working in the fields. That's all we do. Getting so many more texts on that, by the way, and from people that actually do are sort of rural people saying this guy's a dick.
And probably from people who voted for him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure there are.
Out of California, from the Orange County Register, an estimated 40 vehicles with flat tires were stranded midday last week on the eastbound 91 freeway after running over 2.5-inch nails.
Oh, man. Somebody threw nails down?
Well, they
figure 10,000 nails, please.
Well, they figure it was just a truck went by and dropped them.
Oh, that would suck.
Happened at 11 o'clock in the morning. Vehicles stranded over a 15-mile stretch. It took 4 hours to completely clear the road of cars and nails.
In the morning.
They were embedded into the roadway almost like spike strips, according to the police.
Man.
The source of the spill has not yet been found.
Local tire shop reports record profits this month.
Yes.
That's right.
Tire shops are always like, yes.
Jim Jefferies joined us that break. In case you missed it, it's on the podcast.
He's great.
He's excellent. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.